Okay, so the Gemara begins. Tamid. Okay, so from now until the end of the ninth paragraph, from the fifth to ninth paragraph, we're going to speak about all the korbanos from Korban Pesach that's brought. So we're going to talk all about the details. So this is Pesachim Daf Nun Ches. Okay, so the Mishnah says Tamid. So normally speaking, the Korban Tamid shel Bein Harabayim, the afternoon Korban Tamid. Right, there's one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So normally, every day of the year is Nishchat Bishmona Umechsa. It was shechted on the 8.5, after 8.5 halachic hours. And V'karev B'tisho Mechsa. And it was brought as the Korban, when you burnt the limbs on the Mizbech on 9.5 hours. That's how we get, that's Mincha Ketana, by the way. That's right, that there's the mincha that we daven mincha. There are two different times daven mincha. One after 6.5 hours, and one time is after 9.5 hours. So the nine, so that 9.5 hours corresponds to when we typically daven, when we typically brought the korban the olas tamid shel bein harbayim. Now be'arve psachim and erev pesach nishchat b'shevo matza. We shechted the korban pesach on the 7.5 hour, 7.5 hours in the day. That's the earliest time to daven mincha, 7.5 hours, right? The kare bishmona mechza, and it was shechted, and it was brought, it was finished.
Can you say the mincha gedola is at 6.5 hours?
Oh, you're right. My mistake. We'll get there in a second. So you're right. In Erev Pesach, it's 7.5 hours, and it's brought on the 8.5 hours. Bain b'chol, bain b'shabbos. Whether erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos or during the week, but when chol erev Pesach liyos be'erev Shabbos, this is it. Sorry, Harry. When erev Pesach falls out on erev Shabbos, because you needed a lot of time to shech the korban Pesach and roast it while it was still daytime, because this is erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, you want to do all the roasting before Shabbos. So this is it. It's nishchat b'sheish u'mechta v'kor b'shev mechta. So that was it. It was shechted on the 6.5 hour, and that's Mincha Gedola. And it's brought on the 7.5 hour, the Pesach Achrav. And Korban Pesach was brought immediately after the Korban Tamid. Normally speaking, the Korban Tamid are the bookends, the Korban Tamid are the bookends of the sacrifices. In other words, you would bring the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, that's the first thing you would bring. Then you bring all the other Korbanos of the day. And the last korban of the day was the korban tamid shel bein harbayim, the afternoon korban tamid. The one exception is korban pesach. Korban pesach is brought after the korban tamid shel bein harbayim. So it's a different type of korban than all the other korbanos. So the Gemara wants to know, minani mili, how do we know that every day the korban tamid bein harbayim was shechted in the 8.5 hours and brought in the 9.5 hours? After 9.5 hours, Amar Yeshua ben Levi mit Amar Kra, because the pasuk says it's kevzah chad, it's a vokal vesah kevzah shenit, it's a bein harbayim. So, the Chalkehu Lebein Shnei Arbayim. When it comes to the afternoon, it says between the Arbayim. So, split the two Arbayim, the two Erevs, into two parts. Shnei Shos Umechsa Lakad, Shnei Shos Umechsa Lakad, Veshoachas Lasiyaso. So, you have, right, the afternoon is made up of six halachic hours. So, the first 2.5 halachic hours, that's they have the first 2.5 halachic hours, and you have the last two halachic hours, and the middle hour is to make the korban tamim. So that's why you would start bringing it in the 8.5 hours and finish in 9.5 hours, that middle hour. Masif Rava Barve Psachim Nishcha B'Sheva Mechsav Akar B'Shmono Mechsav B'Mechol B'Mechol B'Shabbos. So Rava asked that in Erev Pesach, the korban tamim was shechted after 7.5 hours and is brought in the 8.5 hours, whether during the week or Shabbos. If you want to say that it's a Torah obligation, that it comes from the Torah, that it's brought after 8.5 hours normally, so how can you move up the time on Erev Pesach? Okay, you need more time to bring the Korban Pesach. But if the Torah says, no, you have to bring the Korban Tamid Bein Harbayim, Chalkeu Bein Harbayim, specifically this time, how can you move it up? Elamar Rava, rather Rava says, Mitzvaso de Tamid Mishi Inatu Tzale Erev. The time to bring the Korban Tamid is when the shade of the person that's standing opposite the sun is turning to the east. And that's about a half an hour after midday. So the earliest time normally is 6.5 hours. My time, what's the reason? The Makra, Bein Harbayim, Me'idna, the Maskel Shim Shilamarav. When it says, what's Bein Harbayim? That's from the time that the sun starts to turn to the west. So the first, after 12 hours, right, at 12 o'clock, assuming the day begins at 6, ends at 6, at midday, it's right in the middle of the sun. It starts to turn to the west after 6.5 hours. Hilkach, Bishar Yimos Hashana, Yikar and Darman David Rachman Amar, Alel Chalvei Shalim. The other days of the year, that even though you can bring the Korban Tamin Shabin Arbaim after 6.5 hours, since there are many personal korbanos, there are korbanos nedarim and the nedavos. Nedarim is a harei alai, where I say it's on me to bring this korban, and if something happens to the korban, I'm going to bring another one. Nedavos is harei zu. You're saying this animal is designated for a korban, so you have to bring all these korbanos before the korban tamim shel bein arbayim, because the Rachman Amar Torah says aleach al v'hashlamim. It says it's on it. You bring the ola and you bring it on it. Omar Mar Aleha Hashlem Kol Har Korbanos Kulam. So what it means is that after you bring the Korban Tamid, when it says Aleha, so you should complete bringing all the Korbanos of that day, and you should not bring any Korban after the Korban Tamid Shabbat Arbayim. And therefore Ma'achrinan Lay, and therefore the Chachamim established that we should bring it a little bit later, even though the earliest time you could bring it is 6.5 hours. We bring it later. Tarte She, 2 hours. That we shaft it 2 hours later. Avinan Le Bishmona Umachta, and we start to prepare the Korban Tamid in the 8.5 hours. But Uva Arbe Pesachim, but Erev Pesach, the Ika Pesach, because there's Korban Pesach all Achrav, and all of Klal Yisrael need to bring Korban Pesach afterwards. Kadminan Le Shacha. So then we make the shafting of the Korban Tamid. And out, we do it an hour earlier. But Vidin Lei B'Sheva Machsa, we do it 7.5 hours to have more time to bring the Korban Pesach afterwards. And then Chol Erev Pesach Lios B'Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, Dikanami Tzliaso Delo Dachi Shabbos. So the roasting of the Korban, the Shechita, the shafting of the Korban Pesach overrides the Shabbos. So therefore, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you'll have to shaft the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But let's say Erev Pesach falls on an Erev Shabbos on Friday. So the shechting you do, but you should roast it before Shabbos. So therefore, mokmina le adine. So therefore, we establish the korban tamid on the basic halacha, which is when the sheshu machza. Then you do it the earliest time. The earliest time is after 6.5 hours, and then you have time to shecht the korban pesach and to roast the korban pesach.
How do they fit all these korbanos in?
You say in all the time.
I mean, you have thousands of people bringing korbanos. By a million.
Whatever.
Tomorrow will tell us that there are a million.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know practically. I don't know practically how it was done. Remember, it's not for every person. It's for every group. So it cuts down a little bit, right? Right. Nope. Now, you have a bunch of people joining one group, and even sometimes you can have a kezias. So how many kezasim are in a sheep? It's still a lot. I don't know. It's still a lot. Tada Rabbanan, Kisiduro B'chol, Kach Siduro B'Shabbos. So the Brisa says the way that and first of all, again, you have to see how many people did Aliyah L'Ragel. Like what were the actual numbers? Even though we think that everyone, goes to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, so some people did and some people. Some people didn't. They stayed. Some people went to, I don't know, they went to Florida. They went to the Cancun or something instead. They didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many people went. You know what I'm saying? Like you had a large diaspora.
I guess the Orthodox went.
I don't know. Okay, so Tanar Siduro, Bibos, Bichol, Kach Siduro, Bishabbos. So Bryce says, that however you did Shechitas Tamid during the week, you did it on Shabbat, Diva Rabbi Shmuel, this is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Kisidur Be'erev Pesach. He says, no, the time of Shechita on Shabbos was like Erev Pesach. So my Kamar, what is this, what's this debate? Like, how do we understand this debate between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Alch Kamar, this is what it means to say. Kisidur Be'chol Be'erev Pesach. The same way that Erev Pesach falls out, then when Erev Pesach falls out during the week, you need to shech the korban tamid in the 7.5 in the 7.5 hours. So kach sidur b'shabbos erev Pesach. The same thing would apply to Shabbos on erev Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Yishmael. Because that you would shech the korban tamid in 7.5 hours when erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says, "Kisidur b'erev Pesach shecholios b'erev Shabbos kach sidur b'shabbos." Just like the time of Shechita is 6.5 hours when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so too that's what happens when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, that we shecht it in 6.5 hours. Why? Because on Shabbos we don't need to delay the tamid. Why do we normally delay the korban tamid shebein arbayim? Because people are offering personal sacrifice. We want to provide the most amount of time to offer the personal sacrifices of the nedarim and the davos. So therefore, you want to make the korban tamid later. But on Shabbos, we don't bring the korbanos, nedarim, and the davos, and therefore we can make the korban tamid as early as possible, which is 6.5 hours. So you have a lot of time to bring all the korban pesachs. U'masisin dekatani. Therefore, our Mishnah, when it really should say that an erev Pesach the korban tamid is shechted in 7.5 hours, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. That is only Rabbi Yishmael. That's only Rabbi Yishmael, because according to Rabbi Akiva, an erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. It was actually an hour earlier after 6.5 hours. What's the nature of the debate between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? Seems that the reason Rabbi Akiva makes sense. And on Shabbos, we don't bring the Darwin and the Davos. Therefore, you should bring the Korban Tamid after 6.5 hours. Why would Rabbi Yishmael disagree? The argument has to do with whether you can burn the two, the spoonfuls of incense, right, where you can be on the shulchan of the lechem apadim. Was this the burning of these two? Was it bozichim? Was it spoons, the ladles of the incense of the frankincense that was on the shulchan? So did you bring this before the sheep that were brought for the musaf of Shabbos or afterwards? Rabbi Shmuel Safa, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Musafim Kodmim Lizvichim. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you bring the korban musaf before this frankincense, because by Musaf it says Yom, Dvar Yom B'Yomo, and with the Bozichin, with the Labona, the frankincense, it says twice Yom, B'Yom HaShabbos, B'Yom HaShabbos. So Yom beats Yom Yom. You do Yom before Yom Yom. And therefore, Avad Lehud Musafi B'Sheish. So therefore, you bring the Korban Musaf in the beginning of the sixth hour. And then Bozichin B'Sheva, you bring the frankincense Lavona in the seventh hour. And then Abi Leila Tamid Visheva Mechsa. Then you do the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim in the 7.5 hours. And then you can't bring it in the 6.5 hours because you're doing the frankincense, the Lavona, during that time. The Rekiva Savar Bazin called Musafim. Rekiva says that no, you can do this Lavona before the Musaf. And therefore the Bazichim Bechamesh. You can do the Bazichim, the Lavona, in the fifth hour. And then you can do the Musaf in B'Sheish. You can do the Korban Musaf in the sixth hour. And then you can do Avedei L'Tamid B'Sheish Shemechsa. Then you can do the Korban Tamid in 6.5 hours. Maskif LaRava Midi Rabbi Kiva Kisidro Be'er Pesach Shcholios Be'er Shabbos Katani Kisidro Be'er Pesach Stama Katani. Rava asks, does Rabbi Kiva's statement of Kisidro Be'er Pesach Shcholios Be'er Arve Pesachim, is that what it says? It's not what it says. It says Kisidro Be'erev Pesach. In other words, it implies that when you bring on Erev Pesach during the week, that it's 7.5 hours. So it's not simply a halacha of Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos. It's just in general, Kisidro Be'erev Pesach in general, that it's 7.5 hours. Alma Rav Achkamar. So this is how you read the Brisa. Kisidro b'chol de'alma, the order of the Korban Tamid during the week, during the rest of the days of the year, sorry, which is in 8.5 hours. Kach sidro b'Shabbos ve'erev Pesach rishmo. This is what's also done on Shabbos that falls on an erev Pesach. We don't do it earlier. We're going to see soon why. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisidro b'chol erev Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that on erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos is like erev Pesach the rest of the year, which is 7.5 hours. Umas nisin dikatani. And therefore, when our Mishnah says that an erev Pesach, the Talmud is shechted in 7.5 hours, b'mechol b'mishabbos, that's Rabbi Akiva, that's not Rabbi Shmuel. So, Babai Kamifugi, so what's their debate? Again, Rabbi Shmuel is holding that it's 8.5 hours, and Rabbi Akiva is holding 7.5 hours when it falls out on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So, what's the debate? Why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we still do it in 8.5 hours, and according to Rabbi Akiva, we do it earlier? So the Michmar Bisra Kamifugi, their argument depends, is dependent on whether we're concerned that the meat will get too warm and will spoil. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chashina LeMichmar Bisra. Rabbi Shmuel says that we are concerned with that if you bring the Korban Pesach earlier, the meat will get warm and will get spoiled until you have to roast it on Saturday night. Because the roasting doesn't override Shabbos, right? You allow to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, you wait till Saturday night, and therefore you actually should delay the shechting as much as possible. And therefore, you don't shech the Korban Tamid 7.5 hours like any other Erev Pesach, but specifically when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you make it as late as possible. You do it 8.5 hours because you want to shech the Korban Pesach as late as possible. So you can roast it so that there's as little time between when it's shechted and it gets roasted. Rav Kiva says, we're not concerned that it's going to spoil until the evening, and therefore you can shech the Korban Tamid on 7.5 hours so that you have enough time for all of Klal Yisrael to bring their Korban Pesach. The Gemara now continues and asks on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And Gemara says, Ilo chayshinan, if we're not concerned that the meat will get ruined, then ni'avde v'sheshim echta. So why aren't we shechting the Korban Tamid in the 6.5 hours? Because there are no nedarim and nedavos that are brought. So you can bring the Korban Tamid as early as possible. So Kesavar, so Rabbi Akiva must hold what? Musafin kol min lebazichin, avil hu lemusafin, b'sheish, bazichin b'sheva, le'i l'tam b'sheva makhtza. So Rabbi Akiva must hold that you have to do the Korban Musaf before this frankincense, the burning of the frankincense. And so therefore, the Musaf is in the 6th hour, bazichin 6.5, and then the bazichin is in the 7th hour, and then the Korban Tamid is 7.5 hours. Maskif la Rav Bar Ula. Rav Bar Ula asks, Kisidu b'chol kin, kaksidu b'shavetz erev Pesach divi Rabbi Shmuel, Katari. So, does the Brisa say the way the order is during the week, that's the way the order is on Shabbos and erev Pesach, this is Rabbi Shmuel? Doesn't say that. It says, kaksidu b'shavetz, stava Katari. Doesn't say the way it is during the week, that's the way on Shabbos and erev Pesach. It says, that's the way on Shabbos, and it seems that their argument is regarding all the Shabboses of the year and nothing to do with Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. So El Marav Bar Ula Halkimar, this is what the Brisa actually means to say. Kisidro b'chol the Alma, Kaksidro b'Shabbos the Alma. Just like during the week just like every day of the year when they bring the Korban Tamid in 8.5 hours, That is what they do during all the Shabbosos of the year, that they bring it in the 8.5 hours. Why is that? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. See, during the rest of the year, we bring it. We shach the korban tamid in the after 8.5 hours. Why? Because we want to give a little more time to bring all the personal korbanos, the korbanos and the dharma and the davos. So on Shabbos, says Rabbi Shmuel, we keep it the same time, because if we make it earlier on Shabbos, we might make a mistake and make it earlier during the rest of the week. So therefore, we just have one fixed time the whole week. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisido Be'er Pesach Da'alma, Kaksido B'Shabbos Da'alma. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says that what we do normally the rest of the year, which is 7.5 hours, so that's what we do on Shabbos, since we don't bring the Dharma and Davos. There's no reason to delay it to the 8.5 hours. And we don't make this Gezeirah of Shabbos because what might happen during the week. And therefore the Mishnah, which says that on Erev Pesach, the Korban Tamid is shechted 7.5 hours, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, Dibra Kolhi. This is the opinion of everyone. This is the opinion both of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that it's not to say that they argue an Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, but we're saying that normally speaking it's 7.5 hours. But my kamifugi, the Mishnah, which says an Erev Pesach is shechted after 7.5 hours, so both Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel agree on that. Their argument is not about Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. I'm saying, sorry, their agreement, sorry. The Mishnah, which says that an Erev Pesach is shechted in 7.5 hours, that's according to everyone. The argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is simply, on Shabbos, do we make it a regular Shabbos? Do we give you an extra hour? Do we give you that extra hour that we normally give the rest of the week, making 8.5 hours, or do we say no? We give you the extra hour, zera, because of during the week, that's Rabbi Shmuel, in 8.5 hours, or do we say no, that there's no concern about, there's no concern if you do it 7.5 hours on Shabbos, you can do 7.5 hours during the week. So, b'may kamei flugi, because zeras, n'darim n'davos kamei flugi, Rabbi Shmuel Sabra goes read on Shabbos, otu chol, Rabbi Kiva Sabra lo goes read on. So that's the nature of the debate. Do we make a decree that on Shabbos, you can't do it before 8.5 hours, because if you do it earlier, then maybe during the week you'll do it earlier. And Makiva says, we're not concerned about that. So Yilogaz Rinan, Na'avde B'Sheshi Machzor. Yeah, but wait a second. If we don't make the Gzeirah of Shabbos, and therefore we're going to say that we can do it early after 7.5 hours, so why don't you do it B'Sheshi Machzor? Do it after 6.5 hours. So Gzavar, Musaf Kodim Zichin, Musafin Nasim B'Shesh, B'Zich Meshev, Avadei L'Tav Meshev Machzor. So the reason why we're doing 7.5 hours is that the first you do the musaf in the sixth hour, and then you do the frankincense avoda, the lavona, in the seventh hour. Then you do the korban tamid 7.5 hours. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a question on Rava, who explained in the according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, the time of shechting the tamid and erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos is 8.5 hours. Meisvei. Tamid, kol ashada kula karev kihilchasa. The korban tamid in the afternoon throughout the year is brought according to the time that the chachamim established. Nishchat bishmona umachsa. It's shechted after 8.5 hours. The karev b'teisha machsa. And it's brought 9.5 hours. Uve'erva Pesach nishchat b'sheva machza. It's shechted after 7.5 hours. V'kare b'shmono machza. And it's shechted 8.5 hours. So in other words, it's an hour earlier on Erev Pesach. And cholios b'shabes, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then k'cholios b'sheni b'shabes. It's like it fell out on a Monday, and it's shechted at 7.5 hours. Okay, so the numbers, there's no difference between whether it's shechted or falls on Shabbos or during the week. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, this is opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Kisidro of Erev Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says that it's the same way on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara is now going to explain that according to Abaye, The Braisa makes sense, but not according to Rava. Bishlama la bayanicha, it's good according to Abaye, because what does Abaye hold? Abaye holds that he holds that Rabbi Shmuel holds at the time of Shkitas and Korban Tum in Erev Pesach, that fell on Shabbos is 7.5 hours. Ela la Rava, but according to Rava, who says according to Rabbi Shmuel, then Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos 8.5 hours, Kasha, it's a question. Omalach, Omalach, well, Rava says, Lo tema kechol b'sheni b'shabbos, Elema k'sheni b'shabbos da'alma. Don't, when it says, when that Rabbi Shmuel says that Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Elach has like Erev Pesach that fell on a Monday, don't say that, but you have to read the Braisa a little bit differently, that Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos is like a regular weekday, not on Erev Pesach. A regular weekday is 8.5 hours. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring another Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argue, and then we're going to ask a question on Abaye's opinion. Meisve, Kol Yos b'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Kisidro Kol Hashana Kulo. Then Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you should do it like how you do the rest of the year, which is 8.5 hours. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kisidro Erev Shabbos. He says it's like Erev Pesach falls out during the rest of the week, during the rest of the year, which is 7.5 hours. Now the Gemara is going to say, ah, according to Rava, makes sense, right? Bishlam Rava Nicha. Oh, it's great according to Rava. Why? Because Rava says that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the time of Shechting the Korban Pesach, Shechting the Korban Tamim, Erev Pesach is 8.5 hours. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's 7.5 hours. And Labai Kashib, according to Abaye, who holds that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 7.5 hours, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's 6.5 hours, is the question. So Abaye says you have to reread the Braisa. Kisidro Kol Hashana, Lotema Kisidro Kol Hashana, Ela Ema Kisidro Kol Hashanim Kulan. Don't read it when you see Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Don't read it that Rabbi Shmuel said Kisidro Kol Hashana, like the time of Korban Tamim is like the rest of the year. It should be no, because it's like the Erev Pesach of the rest of the year. It's not like the Korban Tamim of the rest of the year. It's like when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's the same as Erev Pesach the rest of the year, which is 7.5 hours, going to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rekivo Merik Kisidro Erev Pesach Shecholios Erev Shabbos. And you read it like that, you treat it like Erev Pesach fall out on Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours. Okay, now the Gemara, now we're going to talk about bringing the Korbanos every day based on what the Pesukim say. Tana Rabbanan. Binayin Shelo Yehei Davar Kodem L'Tamin Shel Shachar. How do you know that nothing is burnt on the Mizbeach before the Tamin Shel Shachar? Talmud Lomar, Va'orech, Va'orach, Oleha Ha'ola. Pasuk says that the fire is burning, don't extinguish it. And it says, and you should arrange on it the Ola. So what? So it teaches us that that's the first thing you bring. Va'orach, Oleha Ola, the first thing that you bring on the Mizbeach is the Ola Satabi, nothing else. My Talmud, how do you learn this Ola is talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar? Maybe it means any Ola, right? In Ola, so the Korban Sibor, the morning Tamid that's brought is completely burnt. That's the Ola. But I can decide by myself. I want to bring a Korban Ola to Hashem. I can bring a Korban Ola. So how do we know when the Pasuk says that Va'arach Oleh HaOla, that's referring to the Ola of the Ola's Tamid and not just any Ola? So Amarava Ha Ola says the word Ha, the Hey, Hayidia, the special, the Ola. So it means Ola Rishoda. So the Ola is considered the first for all Olos, the Ola of the Olas Tamid, that's the first one. Uminain Shein Davar Karv Achar Tamid Shel Beit Arbaim. How you know that nothing is brought after the Tamid Shel Beit Arbaim? Tamid Lomar V'Hikter Ola Achal V'Shlamim. So my Tamuda, how do you understand that? Amar Baye Oleha Shlamim v'lo al chaverta. So it means after the Ola Satamim Shel Shachar, that's when you can bring that. That's when you can bring Shlamim. V'hikter Oleh Achal V'Shlamim. You can burn on it, meaning only after the Ola Satamim Shel Shachar you can be the Korban Shlamim. V'lo al chaverta. Aleha. After it, after the Ola Satamim Shel Haboker, you can bring the Korban Shlamim. But you can't bring a shlamim after its friend, after the afternoon korban olas tamid. Maskev Rabba, Rabba asks, Eima shlamim hu lo nakiv ha olas nakiv. Yeah, but this pasuk simply says that you can't bring a korban shlamim after the olas tamid shel ben arba'im. Maybe you can bring another, maybe you can bring personal olos after the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. Salama Rabba, hashlamim, olea hashlam kolar korbanos. From the word, if the pasuk says, Victor Alea Chalve Hashlamim means Hashlem. The way you read it like this. After the Korban Tamim Shel Shachar, Hashlem, complete, Kola Korbanos Kulam, all the Korbanos. But after the Tamim Shel Ben Arbayim, you can't bring any more. You have to Hashlem, you have to do all the Korbanos, all your personal Korbanos after Tamim Shel Shachar, but you cannot bring anything after the Korban Tamim Shel Ben Arbayim. Okay, we're going to